Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun. Luke, it's almost an unfair question to ask, but how do you think the mayor is holding up under this situation that we have in our streets right now?
Well, this is perhaps one of the biggest crises that Baltimore has faced in half a century. She's getting a lot of criticism, especially from people who feel that the response to these riots has been too slow. I don't know necessarily what people necessarily would have her do instead. I think some people would rather have the National Guard called in more quickly, but they were called in within a few hours of the riot breaking out. At first, the riot began with a group of high school kids throwing rocks at the police, and then it spiraled from there. The Baltimore Police Department is a very big police department. There's 3,000 officers, so it's perhaps understandable why the police commissioner and the mayor believed that the city police could handle it. But obviously, they now see that that was incorrect. Commissioner Batt said last night that they were outflanked and outnumbered by the high school kids at first, and then obviously a bunch of adults got involved in looting and rioting later in the night, and there was the need for the National Guard to come in at that time.
Well, on the one hand, she doesn't want to suggest that she's not in control of the city. And on the other hand, you don't want to do things that exacerbate the situation and make it look like the police are more an ominous presence than people think they are already.
Right. I mean, you have some people on one side saying the National Guard shouldn't come in, the police shouldn't be militarized, the police presence is too robust, it's adding to the problem. And then you have other people on the other side saying not enough's been done, the crackdown should have been more swift, it should have been more fierce. And so I think it's really hard to find the sweet spot there, so to speak, in how do you respond to an outbreak of violence like this. If you crack down too hard, does it quell the violence, or does it incite more violence? If you pull back too much, does that quell the violence, or does it incite the violence? You can understand what I'm saying. I think each situation is unique. And the police commissioner said last night that the violence was so spread out throughout the city that they were – and the city's so big. Unlike Ferguson, which is a small area, there were police all over the city. But if a large group of rioters got to one part of the city, it was really hard for the police to stop them.
Well, you know, the other thing, though, that in her favor here, that there's been a fair bit of support for her, I think, throughout this. People have said they're happy with the way she seems to be counseling interest and recognition of the justice elements of this, of the process of it. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. Luke, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.